Well, let's go to Bloemfontein now, where the Nulani fraud trial continues. Herman Buerta, an ex-Deloitte employee, is currently on the stand. Karen Morn, legal journalist at News 24, is watching that trial unfold. Karen, good afternoon to you. Tell us about what's been happening there. I understand that Herman Buerta has been having quite a time of it under cross-examination.
Yes, I mean, that is the hallmark of this case thus far. There has been this vehement and often quite adversarial prosecution throughout this case. Often the defense suggesting, for example, that there's been collusion between the witnesses, that the police fed evidence to the people involved in this case. And a number of the witnesses at a distinct disadvantage, Mandy, because the events at the heart of this particular prosecution took place over a decade ago in 2011, when it's alleged by the state that there was this precursor to what is called the Grand Espina fraud, the Frieda Dairy Project scam that saw millions intended for poor black farmers allegedly being funneled into the pockets of the Guptas. The first part of that alleged scam, they say, was the New Lane feasibility study that identified the Paras Dairy as the ideal partner for the Frieda Dairy Project. They're saying, of course, that that finding was changed in a Deloitte report. Deloitte never found that, and it was ultimately about a fraudulent scam to defraud the severely deprived people of Free State of money in their fiscus.
So I see also that the defense advocate has accused the ex-Deloitte employee, Herman Buerta, of colluding, saying, "We will subpoena your phone records." What happened there?
Essentially, what had happened was that we saw a former Deloitte employee, Omri van Zyl, yesterday testifying about that Deloitte report that was done. Newlade, of course, gets paid 24.9 million rand by the Free State Department of Agriculture to do this feasibility study. It then subcontracts that work to Deloitte for a cost of 1.5 million rand. Deloitte then produces this report, which the state says is then altered to favor Paras Dairy and enables the Frieda Dairy scam. But essentially what happened was Van Zyl testified about his work in that report. And of course, we heard from Buerta today that he had in fact spoken to Van Zyl. And you and I will know within the criminal justice process, generally not a good idea for witnesses to speak because there then can be an allegation of tailoring of the version. Buerta deeply denies this. He said that Van Zyl did furnish him with emails relevant to that time period so that he could refresh his memory, but has denied any suggestion that there was collusion in their testimonies to this court.
Karen, thank you very much. Karen Morn, legal journalist at News 24, covering the Nulani fraud trial. There is a live feed of that, so you can go and read her updates as well, giving us an update there on what's happening with the evidence of Herman Buerta, an ex-Deloitte employee, in one of the first state capture trial that we're actually seeing running in full.